The losing candidate in Pittsfield's mayoral election nearly 2 weeks ago is now asking for a recount. On the night of November 5th, a hard-fought mayoral election came down to a nail-biting finish, with first-term incumbent Linda Tyer besting at-large city councilor Melissa Mazzio by around 530 votes.
I just received a call from Councilor Mazzio, who graciously conceded. And what I said to the councilor was, you fought a good race. You sharpened our team, you sharpened our vision, you made us work hard, and you're to be congratulated for that. And I heard you and I heard your supporters, and we know that there's more work to do. So, there we go, we're onward.
Not so fast.
Currently, we are processing the recount petitions. They will be certified, and I will notify both Melissa Mazzio and Linda Tyer that we have enough signatures for a recount.
City Clerk Michelle Benjamin. Paperwork filed by the Mazzio campaign on November 15th will initiate a full recount of the votes cast on Election Day.
The recount petition papers themselves have 15 available spaces for signatures, and you need 10 signatures certified from each ward and precinct throughout the city. And I believe she will have that.
It's the city's first recount of a mayoral election since 2009, when Dan Bianchi's petition to re-examine the counts in his campaign against incumbent James Roberto yielded 6 additional votes. Roberto won by just over 200. Mazzio's Ward 1 written request for a recount, filed with the city, provides her campaign's explanation for the recount. According to the statement, quote, "There is ample reason to believe that unauthorized persons had access to the area in the office of the city clerk and registrar or voter's office where ballots were stored and maintained." It goes on to contend, quote, "The number of absentee ballots requested and submitted for count in this precinct and throughout the city substantially exceeded the number of absentee ballots requested in any prior citywide election for mayor." Mazzio canceled an interview with WAMC on Monday, saying she wished to confirm more with her lawyers before making a statement.
It's obvious that Councilor Mazzio is having a difficult time accepting the outcome of this election, and she is certainly entitled to a recount.
Tyer.
However, I have 100% confidence in the city's elections procedures, and I am also confident that the election will results will not change. And quite frankly, Josh, I won this election fair and square.
The recount date and how much the effort will cost the city have not yet been established. Again, City Clerk Michelle Benjamin.
I've got to reach out to several different of the Board of Registrars. I have to hire election workers who will count the ballots. Basically, they will be broken down into blocks of 50, and then they will go over to a tally table where the one person will read the ballot and another person will record it.
Observers from both campaigns will be present during the recount. Questions about individual ballots will be resolved by the Board of Registrars. Benjamin says the city has also recounted a pair of ward contests in the years since the full 2009 citywide recount. Those tallies didn't change the election outcome. The clerk says she expects the recount to begin next week, once election workers are hired again.
It takes a while to count these ballots into blocks of 50, and we have 12,000 of them. So I'll have several teams counting the ballots, and then I would like to have 6 or 7 tallying teams.
The next 4-year mayoral term starts in January. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.